woke at first light, dressed in his summer underwear, cut-off long johns minus the top, faded blue denims, red and black calico bib front shirt, and undershot stockman's boots. A leather thong strung with curved grizzly teeth hung around his neck, a trophy from the Bruin that had attacked him near his ranch. After he was dressed, he walked down the wash a ways to check his stallion. Wolf nickered as he came closer, twitching his ears as he glanced back toward his approaching owner. Yakima patted the horse's rump.
Breakfast in a minute.
He was unbuttoning his fly to evacuate his bladder when the horse whinnied more shrilly. Yakima gave a start and looked over his shoulder.
Damn it, Wolf, I told you.
Two men stepped around a gnarled cottonwood at the edge of the spring, one moving in from the right, the other from the left. They were hatted shadows in the misty light, but the revolvers they both aimed at Yakima were plain as day.
Hey, fellas, get a gander at this. We done scared the half-breed so bad he near pissed himself.
Wolf whinnied again, causing both men in front of Yakima to jerk and cast quick looks behind them. Yakima was about to reach for the Staghorn 4440 holstered low on his right thigh, but the unmistakable click of a cocking gun hammer sounded behind him.
Breed.
Gravel crunched behind Yakima.
That wouldn't be advisable. Get those hands up.
Yakima stared straight ahead at the first two men who were walking slowly toward him. Hearing the third approaching from behind, he raised his hand shoulder high.
Figured you weren't Apaches. Wolf would have fussed more at Apaches. How long you fellas been shadowing me?
Shut up.
The man behind him snagged Yakima's Colt from its holster.
I don't have any money.
Did we say we wanted money?
Yakima just stared at the man who'd spoken. The gent ahead and to the left was Yakima's height, with thick curly hair puffing out around the brim of his shabby bowler. He wore a ratty suit coat and baggy pinstripe pants. His ugly face was covered with a 4 or 5 day growth of curly beard, and a matchstick protruded from the right side of his thin mouth.
What then?
The man behind him nudged Yakima's left foot with his own.
Personally, I like them boots.
The man ahead and to the right, a string bean in a battered black and gray sombrero and deer hide vest, spun the half-breed's Colt on his finger.
Fine looking weapon, too. I could use a new hog leg. Mine hasn't fired since I dropped it down a privy hole last summer. Think it gummed up the firing pin. Personally, I like that yellow boiled repeating rifle.
Grinning, the man glanced at the curly-haired Australian.
What about you, McMasters, huh? What would you like the mestizo to offer you?
McMasters stared at Yakima over the barrel of his cocked dragoon horse pistol with engraved ivory grips.
I kind of been off my feet since both you and Randy Earl got yourselves them good horses. Yes, sir. I sure would like me to get a good horse.
He glanced over his shoulder, squinting one eye.
Believe I'll take me the black stallion off your hands, mate. You wouldn't mind, would you, mate?
Yakima's gut tightened, but he kept his face stony.
Horse stealing's a serious offense, mate.
Only if you get caught, mate.
McMasters winked. Yakima heard the man behind him draw a sharp breath. On the ground beside him, he saw the man's shadow move as he raised his arm above his head. Yakima reacted instantly, bounding straight up off his right foot while raising his left leg and pinwheeling to face the man behind him. A big man with a fleshy, pocked and pitted face that had shaggy brows and small, deep-sunk eyes. He wore a black felt slouch hat with a hawk feather poking up from the brim. The man's eyes snapped wide and his jaw fell slack as he saw Yakima's foot rushing toward him.
Jesus Christ!
The man had no time to do anything before the boot slammed into the side of his head. The man he'd just kicked toppled like a windmill in a cyclone. Arms and legs akimbo, the Smith & Wesson hitting the ground behind him.
Oh, son of a bitch, bastard!
As Yakima rushed toward the pistol, the downed man swung both heavy legs sideways. One of his ankles clipped Yakima's right boot, tripping him. A gun barked. The slug spanged off a rock just ahead of Yakima, blowing up dust.
What are you doing, Trujillo?
Down on all fours, hard racing, Yakima lunged for the Smith & Wesson. He wrapped his hand around the revolver's butt. He turned, thumbing the Smithy's hammer back. He'd only just caught a glimpse of the Aussie standing over him as the butt of the big dragoon in the man's hand slammed against Yakima's right temple. Yakima felt as though a train had hit him. He squeezed the trigger, and the smithy's belch was the last sound he heard before the world went dark and quiet.